This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. It was a big day on Wall Street. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 closed at record highs thanks to some strong corporate earnings and a better-than-expected reading on retail sales. They were up 0.6% in June after falling in May. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report, along with the strong sales from Amazon Prime Days and other retailers, shows that consumers are willing to spend, though they may be getting a little bit more price-sensitive and choosy.
The White House says the recent swelling in President Trump's legs is due to chronic venous insufficiency. Here's CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
In general, this is a relatively benign condition by itself. The important thing is you want to make sure that it's not being caused by something serious. And they report that they've ruled out the more serious causes, at least the most common ones. There are some rare causes that they didn't talk about, but for now they're saying that the president is in very good health.
The bill that would cancel $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting is back in the House after the Senate approved it last night. Patrick Quirk is with UNICEF, which stands to lose millions.
A huge hit for UNICEF. The $142 million eradicates core flexible funding UNICEF relies on to respond to disasters, provide nutrition support to starving children.
More lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for the release of more files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden.
There is an Epstein file down there at the Treasury Department, and it ought to be used as the foundation for a follow-the-money investigation.
Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma.
This is nothing but political theater. It's so obvious that the Democrats are just using this for a political football.
Attorney General Pam Bondi took a boat ride to Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay today. President Trump has ordered the reopening of the prison, which was closed in 1963 because of its soaring costs. On X, Bondi posted it was a great visit and said, under President Trump, we are making America safe again. ICE is getting access to Medicaid records. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This is a huge change. We haven't seen this with prior administrations, but obviously the Trump administration is key on using whatever weapons they can to address what they see as an immigration problem, even if it includes using people's Medicaid information.
Those Medicaid records do include recipients' addresses. Dow is up 229 today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson with a quick news update. Racine schools are losing more than $800,000 for after-school programs because of cuts from the Trump administration. Wisconsin was supposed to get about $72 million on July 1st. That would have been dispersed to schools all over the state. Instead, the state was notified on June 30th that money wouldn't come. It was already authorized by Congress in a bill that was signed into law by President Donald Trump just a few months ago. The Racine County Eye reports Racine schools and community groups were set to get $817,000. Attorney General Josh Call has added Wisconsin to a multi-state lawsuit, arguing that the Trump administration cutting off more than $6 billion to American schools is unconstitutional. And the National Weather Service is investigating at least 10 possible tornadoes yesterday in southwestern Wisconsin. Before yesterday, Wisconsin had 26 tornadoes so far this year. We usually only see 23 for the whole year. And more than 170 employees are coming to Racine from Chicago. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports SC Johnson is relocating 170 workers here in an effort to improve collaboration. They'll work at a building in Mount Pleasant that the company bought last year from the Educators Credit Union. And Milwaukee's famed Bastille Days celebration kicks off today. There's French food, live music, and the famous Eiffel Tower replica at Cathedral Square Park. One of the highlights is the annual Storm the Bastille 5K run. It brings thousands of runners through the downtown streets at night. That starts at 9 o'clock. The free festival runs through Sunday. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks re-signed Livingston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed center Chris Livingston after waiving him just 2 weeks ago. The move adds depth to the Bucks roster after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers in free agency, who says the move to L.A. is more like a homecoming.
You know, I'm a Cali boy, so, you know, I grew up in the Valley in North Hollywood. Obviously, things were very different back then. To see where the Clippers have come now, it's just, it's astonishing. It's beautiful. I'm glad to be a part of it, and hopefully I can help take them even further up.
The Bucks losing to the Bulls last night, 102-96, to wrap up the Summer League. NFL, Packers training camp starts next week. Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee today. Left tackle Rashid Walker asked about attending the quarterback's wedding to his fiance Ronica Stone.
The wedding was, it was a beautiful wedding, beautiful ceremony, such a beautiful couple. Hopefully Ronica can, you know, keep Jordan on his A-game.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a light north to northeast wind. Morning low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Friday, though, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few showers and storms Friday night. Right now, it's 64.
It's time for Kurt Vollmann's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1963.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and today, we're rewinding the clock to 1963, a year when America was dancing, dreaming, and in many ways, deep in the middle of growing up. Back then, the Ford Falcon was one of the best-selling cars in the country, drive-in movies were still the hottest date-night ticket, and milk was delivered right to your doors in glass bottles. Moms were still using Jell-O molds in suspicious colors, and dads were tinkering in the garage, swearing at their new self-propelled lawnmower. We played outside until the streetlights came on, and no one ever worried about forgetting sunscreen. We didn't even know what SPF was yet. On the radio in 1963, we were listening to the Beach Boys.
And hangers, bees, and swans,
inside, outside,
Pacific.
USA.
Southern USA.
From 1963, it's the Beach Boys in Surfin' USA on WRJN. The similarities to Sweet Little 16 led to a lawsuit by Chuck Berry, who is ultimately credited as a co-writer and received royalties for Surfin' USA. The song became a major hit for the Beach Boys, solidifying their image as a surf rock band and contributing to the popularity of surfing culture in the United States. Well, 1963 was a heavy year in the news.
His rendezvous with grim destiny begins a little after noontime as his plane lands in Dallas. Earlier, he had received a tumultuous reception in Fort Worth. And now, more thousands are waiting to greet him in downtown Dallas. But death is less than one short hour away. At 1:25, the motorcade moves into the downtown area. Death is 6 minutes away. In a warehouse, a sniper with a rifle poised waits. The cheers of the crowd almost muffle the three shots. The assassin's aim is deadly.
John F. Kennedy was assassinated in November of 1963. Well, in 1963 on the radio, we were listening to more surf songs, Jan and Dean. It's Jan and Dean in Surf City on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1963. Well, we all know that Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys co-wrote that song, but rumor is that Brian Wilson started writing it, lost interest in it, and that's when Jan and Dean finished writing it and recorded the song, although Dean's contributions were not officially credited. Well, in 1963, we had a brand new invention that helped us with our communication with each other.
Hey everyone, let's jump back to November 16th, 1963, a day that would forever change the way we communicate. On this day, Bell Telephone introduced the world to the touch-tone phone, marking the beginning of a new era in telecommunications. Before 1963, making a phone call required a rotary dial. You'd have to rotate the dial for each digit, wait for it to return to its original position, and then repeat the process. It was a slow and sometimes frustrating way to connect with others. Then the touch-tone phone arrived. Instead of a rotary dial, it featured a keypad with buttons numbered 0 through 9. This might seem basic now, but back then, it was groundbreaking. Each button press transmitted a combination of two specific frequencies, a system known as dual tone multifrequency, or DTMF. This allowed for much quicker and more reliable dialing. With a touch tone phone, you could dial a number in seconds.
On the radio in 1963, we were listening to The Kingsmen and Louie Louie on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 63. From 1963, it's The Kingsmen and Louie Louie on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1963. And although The Kingsmen's version was released in 1963, Richard Berry wrote Louie Louie in 1957, drawing inspiration from the tune El Loco Cha-Cha and Calypso music. What were we watching on TV in 1963? A brand new TV show called The Fugitive.
QM production, starring David Janssen as Dr. Richard Kimball, an innocent victim of blind justice, falsely convicted for the murder of his wife, reprieved by fate when a train wreck freed him en route to the death house, freed him to hide in lonely desperation, to change his identity, to toil at many jobs. Freed him to search for a one-armed man he saw leave the scene of the crime. Freed him to run before the relentless pursuit of the police lieutenant obsessed with his capture.
And that is going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1963. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow afternoon, just after the 5 p.m. news, for another 5 o'clock class reunion, three great songs from one great year. Tomorrow will feature the class of 1971.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Just a little bit, mister. Just a little.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song that was written by Carole King in 1971 and became the biggest, most well-known hit for the then 23-year-old James Taylor and his only number one hit in America. It's You've Got a Friend on WRJN.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
My heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that we will have to must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Must I be a teenager in love?
In love.
Why must I be a teenager in love?
In love?
Why must I be a teenager?
Thank you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. But now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. Soon the rumble of ramblers comes back to Kenosha. Car lovers will gather in Kenosha next week for the AMC Homecoming, with the celebration running from next Tuesday through next Sunday. On display will be javelins, matadors, gremlins, eagles, and probably an alliance or two. The week includes cruise-ins, open houses, and special activities at historic AMC locations. Cars were built in Kenosha for over a century, with AMC lasting the longest. Full production ended in 1988. Chrysler built Jeep engines here until 2010. And residents in Franklin are getting letters about an attempted data breach last August. The city says someone tried to access its network, but there's no evidence that they got through. The city is offering free credit monitoring and fraud support. It's also beefing up its cybersecurity. The FBI is helping with an investigation, and the issue is expected to come up at a common council meeting next month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars a few clouds around in the overnight, a light north to northeast wind. Morning low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Friday, though, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few showers and storms Friday night. Right now, it's 64.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
And Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
I have to be honest. I don't know about as much about this event on Saturday as I might like, but I am intrigued.
Okay.
Mokalisa Coffee House on Racine's North Side hosts a variety of art events all year. They've got sketch classes, they've got fiber arts, and this Saturday from 9 to 3 is one of their biggest art events. It's their annual Art in the Yard. They'll host over 45 local artists all showcasing their talent. It's all available to browse and to shop, rain or shine. They've lined up garden art, woodworking, fiber arts, which will include knitting and crocheting, photography, pottery, jewelry, and more. They are, of course, promising something for everyone. Now, in addition to the art that's available, they will have food. They'll have a taco truck, a soup truck, cookie trucks, and Spirits of Norway Winery will be serving. Not to mention, of course, Mokalisa themselves will be offering their full coffee menu, hot and iced. With artists on hand to talk about their work and one of the loveliest business surroundings in the whole area, it sounds like it's worth a stop. Now, I'm a big fan not only of art, but food, dessert, coffee. So I do hope to make it by and see some familiar works along with some new faces.
I remember driving by there in past years when this was going on, and they just have the whole yard filled up with different arts available to see and purchase, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure you know, they're on 4.5 mile road, so they're right near the Moose Club.
Mm-hmm.
Something to look forward to on Saturday.
All right. And I know you have a website full of art activities on your calendar, too.
We do. It's the go-to guide at racinearts.org.
All right. There she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
My
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? This happens every 45 seconds in the United States. What happens? A house catches on fire.
Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Don't forget you have today and tomorrow for your chance to register to win that four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers play the Marlins. The game is on Friday, July 25th, but you can register today and you can register tomorrow at WRJN.com. Just click on the Big Deals tab. No purchase necessary. And good luck from WRJN.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages. Grab jumbo bags of ice and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way from Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thank you for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll chat with you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
WRJN.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, the House Rules Committee is expected to take up the Senate version of the bill to claw back $9 billion.